100 word stories.
Well, hello everyone. Happy, I guess it's Monday. But let's pretend that this is Sunday and I'd actually recorded on Sunday. Sorry about that. I'm getting super lazy, I guess. All the rain and stuff, but I can make excuses, but reasons are just I'm lazy. Anyway, the 100 word stories weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories, and the topic this week was a pick two: buffering, update, an old postcard, offensive, and roll. But most importantly, missed the baby panther who I just poked in the nose. She turned 17 this week, and I tried to tell her, but she's been going deaf, and I mean, she knows when I open the door on the patio and she wants to go outside. So she hears something, but I think she's more selective, but also can't hear much. Or, I mean, if I yell, you know, baby panther behind her, her ears don't twitch like she used to. So, yeah. Although if she's in the sock drawer asleep and I say baby panther, she does wake up. So, I don't know. But, you know, cats. Anyway, the weekly challenge this week was a pick two, and we got some stories in. I think everyone's getting a little tired of all this after, wow, this is the 21st anniversary of the podcast. I mean, whoop-de-doo. I mean, they're, yeah, whatever. Anyway, here are your stories, you know, now that I've set the bar so high, and I'll be back afterwards.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 1049 with a prompt of, oh, it's a pick two challenge. So here's my story. At the Yawn's house, Ms. Pinkerton knocked on the front door. Joan flashed Sabrina a reassuring smile and looked around. Among the trash was an old postcard of a car driving through an ancient redwood tree. She shook her head. That's so offensive, what they did to that tree. Pinkerton shrugged. There's no one home. I could have told you that, Sabrina said. Come around the back. I can show you where they tied me up. Bilbert broke out their window to try to save me. Peering through the window, they could see the chair and ropes on the floor. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I was struggling with the latest Windows update. For an hour, I'd watched the spinning wheel on the screen, buffering constantly without a care in the world. I was in a hurry. I had work to do. I was up against a deadline, but the technology didn't care, and it was taking its own good time to mess me about. With each circle of the wheel, I could feel my stress levels growing. This was exactly what the shrink had warned me about. I glanced at the semi-automatic at my side. Anger or the update? Which would it be?
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called From the Lost Room. For many years, I have been on a great scavenger hunt. It was connected to the TV show The Lost Room, One of the items of the collection was a painting of an old oak tree. In the foreground of the painting was an odd-shaped stone. After much searching, I learned the oak in question had been on the U of C campus in Berkeley. Figured the painting might have some source image, so I found an old postcard from 1915, which pretty much matched the painting. Written on the card was an update about a trip to Oakland. Story to be continued. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Morning all, Richard here, and here's my story. It's called Wish You Were Here. I was clearing out the loft, the usual rubbish collected over the years, most of it useless, some bound for charity shops, one or two items worth salvaging, and the rest destined for the tip. Amongst some old newspapers, I rediscovered the relics of a childhood family holiday, including an old postcard. It was the typical British seaside affair, a cartoon of a busty babe in a bikini buying an ice cream. I'd like a large one, please. I do like a good long licking. Harmless fun back in the day. But I've no doubt hugely offensive to modern sensibilities. That's it. Till next time. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Dear you, here's an unrequested update that will cause a sudden flare-up of indigestion. I know. He took everything. The jewels, the money, even the hand-painted dishes no one liked. He did leave a rather offensive note behind that I'll refrain from copying here. Now, how do you want to roll? Shall we hunt him down, or simply ignore him? Crazy question. I know. I can hear your swearing from the future. I know your answer. I've gathered a team. I know where he hangs out. Meet you at the usual place tomorrow, midnight. Bring the meat grinder. Yours truly. And this was my story for this week, told by my blog at lizziegoodcove.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Old Doris Grindelbaum was 92 when her family took her keys away. No, they weren't the keys to her Cadillac convertible. There was no way in hell they were going to get those away from her, no matter how blind she was, or blind drunk. It was the keys to the piano that they took away. For 70 years she had been the music teacher at the local elementary school, and they would have retired her long ago if anyone else had wanted the job. She switched to the saxophone. She was so bad at it, they gave her the piano keys back.
So, let's finish this off before Mist sits on the keyboard and stops the recording again. That's the anniversary special. Woo, yay, woo! You falling for it? I'm not. Anyway, the topic was Pick 2. You can look at the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com for the archive of 21 years of podcasts. And stories and such, and the text of the stories. And the next topic is Tokyo. So be like Godzilla and go straight for Tokyo. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. Some of y'all for years and years and years and years. Wow. And those taking a break, that's okay. If you have a story, cool. Don't push it. And if you come up with one later, just send it on in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. All right. Well, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And here's in the next 21 years. God help us. And as always, keep it brief.